Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener here on the streaming platforms, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, Star's Conversations on YouTube, go ahead and do so now. Thank you all for coming. I do want to let you guys know that I do have a pop-up store if you're interested, and I will leave the link in the description box below so you can go ahead and purchase items to help you spread your faith and to support the channel. Thank you all for whoever goes to visit the site. So, what I wanted to talk about today is that I have been seeing a lot of Christians, or people who say they are Christians too, right? They have been saying they are resting in the 92%. And so when I saw that, I was just like, okay, so everyone who has seen my video know that the Lord told me to vote for Trump. I was not going to vote at all. I didn't care for the presidency because I said, Lord, I trust in you. So it doesn't matter who's in office. I know that you are going to provide a way for me. I know that you are going to sustain me. So it really doesn't matter to me. But if you want me to vote, help me to vote according to as close as I can get to what your standard of living is for me as a Christian. And I left it as that. And so right up into the day of, then the Lord was like, go ahead and vote. And he told me how to vote and who to vote for. So more specifically, I voted for, when it came to the presidency, I voted for Donald Trump because I felt that the Lord was leading me to vote for Donald Trump. And I prayed and I made sure that I heard the Lord correctly. He said, vote for Donald Trump. So that's what I did. So moving forward, I see a lot of Christians and a lot of Black Christians, I should say, voted for Donald Trump. Now, are we saying Donald Trump is this Christian and he loves the Lord and he's going to save America and make America great again? No, right? The Lord is sovereign. He can choose whoever he wants to put in power. That's how wise he is, even if we don't agree with it or understand. Remember in the Bible, God used King Cyrus to bring about his plan. And so it doesn't matter if we feel as though Trump is not the candidate that we think that it is, we should have as a nation's leader. The Lord has placed him in that position. That's just what it is. Yes, we could say, oh, no, the people voted him in. Okay, the people might have voted him in, but the Lord wanted him to have that position. What can you say? You can tell the Lord that he made a mistake. The Lord puts everyone in their position. The Bible tells us that, and I can't think of the scripture right now, but the Bible tells us that the Lord is the one who places people in power. He's the one who holds the king's heart, right? We don't have a king, obviously, in our nation, but he's the one who holds their hearts. He's the one who places the people in their positions of power. So I'm sorry, you guys, I hit my hand. So I just don't feel as though that we need to be so concerned as Christians, right? And I'm speaking to Christians. We don't need to be so concerned that, oh my goodness, Trump got in office if he wanted the other party to win, Kamala, right? That's how you pronounce her name. Kamala Harris, she did not win, right? And a lot of people did not vote for her because of what she stood for. Even though, you know, maybe some of her policies might have been a little bit more progressive, or maybe it would have been better for the country's well-being for a certain demographic of people. But overall, what she stood for was just totally against God. Now, am I saying everything that Trump stands for is for God? Absolutely not, right? And I feel as though that a lot of Christians need to stop trying to justify, like, okay, we already know he's not a good person. Like, that needs to go, that needs, needs to go unsaid. We're not voting because he's a good person. None of us is good. The Bible tells us none of us is good. So we don't even need to say, oh, I didn't vote for him because, or I did vote for him because, you know, he's a good person. No, Trump is not a good person. You are not a good person. I am not a good person. None of us are good. Jesus says, why do you call me good? Only the Father, only he is good. So we need to just get the political idolatry out of our hearts. For those who are Christians, again, if you aren't Christian, then your hope is in this government. You know, the only thing I could say to you is just repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and come on this side, because he is the great shepherd. He knows all that we need. He's going to give us all that we need. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. We will be like a tree planted by the waters. And we will bear fruit in a barren season. So even though the nations are raging, you know, I think it's Psalm 20, verse 7. You know, some nations, they boast in their chariots and they boast in this, right? We can see America boasting in this, boasting in that. But we boast in the name of the Lord. The Lord is going to provide for his people. It might not be exactly what you desire, but he would provide for you if you put your trust in him. And I think that's what a lot of people who are Christians, they need to put their trust in God and not in this political debacle or this debate of, you know, I'm resting in the 92%. Sis, you're supposed to be resting in Christ. Like, why are you resting in the 92%? We are supposed to be resting in Christ. He is our sure foundation. He is our rock. After you have done all that you can do, you stand, right? After you have voted, after you have done your civil duty, after you have voiced your concern, and you did everything that you knew what was good to do, present it before the Lord and ask the Lord, was I wrong in anything? Did I really consult you in the matter when I voted for this policy or for that policy? Lord, I'm going to place my feelings to the side to see what you have to say on the matter. And I think a lot of Christians do not do that. And so it's just very disheartening to see so many Christians, especially older people. I think I'm just very disappointed. You know, they're so caught up in the black idolatry. Yes, I said it, the black idolatry. They're so caught up in the black movement where it's just like, I think it was Pastor Jamal Bryant, and he said that, oh, Trump couldn't touch the Bible because he knows whose name is above all name. But you had someone in your pulpit, sir, that advocates everything that the Bible goes against. So it's just a hypocrisy for me. And then you have these older Christians who are sharing the clip that he said that, oh, you know, he couldn't even put his name on the Bible. You guys only wanted her there because she represents something that you thought that will put Black Americans, I should say, on a pedestal. And it was just idolatry. That's just what it was. It was just pure idolatry. And so when I see these people who are professing to be Christians, professing to be teachers and pastors of the Word of God, and they are leading the people astray for their own personal gain, and it's just very, what can I say? What's the perfect word I can say? I would just say it's disheartening. Yeah, it's just disheartening to see. But the Bible says that in the last days that there will be a separation between the wheat and the tares. And what that means is that we're going to see a clear distinction between who are God's people and who are not his people. The Lord has given me a word, I would say about a few months ago, where he says, I'm going to make a clear distinction between my people and the people of the world. And so many people think that it's going to be like, oh, people are going to leave the faith. No, they are going to preach heresy. They're going to still be in our quote unquote churches, but they are going to preach heresy. Just the other day, I saw a video clipping of a false teaching by Cruffo Dollar. He said that the Holy Spirit was a woman, when we know that scripture refers to the Holy Spirit as a man. And when I leave, the Comforter will come and he will show you all things. He will lead you into the truth of the Father. And so we have another teaching, false teaching by T.D. Jakes. But we already know that T.D. Jakes has been marked as a heretic. He is saying that Eve was the mother of Adam. And what I'm starting to notice, even Prophet Lovie Elias, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he has been exposed as well. And he goes on to say that there's no power in the name of Jesus. And what I have noticed is that these people that I have named and many more like them are coming up with these vain philosophies. I believe it's Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. These vain philosophies that's empty, is just make a lot of noise, and it's from the doctrine of demons. And so we need to just stick to the truth of the Bible. You need to mark and avoid these people and people like them that are teaching heresy among the believers, that are seducing them to believe in another gospel, believe in another teaching. And we have these other people who are so blinded by their political idolatry. And they're talking about, oh, you know, I'm resting in the 92%. Well, you should be resting in Christ. We should be focusing on Christ. We should be focusing on the word. We should be focused on prayer in the word. We should be focused on living a life that's totally pleasing to God. Seek the kingdom of God first above all else and live righteously, right? Lord, help me to seek your kingdom in spirit and in truth. That should be our prayer, not what is going on, or be so caught up on what is going on in this world, regardless who is in the seat of power, regardless who is the president, regardless who is the prime minister for those who are in a different country, regardless who is the leader of my country. I put my trust in God. Are we putting our trust in God? Or are we putting our trust in man? Who do you trust? Who do you believe? Whose report do you believe? I think that's a song, right? We shall believe in the report of the Lord. I'm not going to look at my circumstances and look at the nations. Lord, you see what's going on. You commanded me in your word to pray for my nation, to pray for those who are in authority. That's what you have called us to do as a believer in Christ. Pray for those who are in authority, and I am going to live my life as my Father has commanded me to live my life, and all will be well with me because I'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Why are we so caught up on personalities of, you know, Trump and, you know, it should have been Kamala, or it should have been this, or I don't like either of them. Pray for those who are in authority. Lord, I don't like the policies of this person. And Lord, if I have any hatred or bitterness in my heart towards this person that I probably have never met, probably would never meet, more likely, I don't want to harbor any ill feelings towards someone that you have created, whether they are a believer in Christ or not. Lord, you created them, and you have told me to pray for those who are in authority. You have told me to pray for my neighbor and to love my neighbor as I love myself. Those are your commandments, Lord. So help me to do this. Help me, because I'm feeling a way about this, and it's really a stronghold. That's just what it is. It's a stronghold because you're constantly thinking about it, or when you see something, you get agitated or you get enraged. And instead of you praying for the person, you go on and make a Facebook post. And let that not be. So that's all I have to say about this topic. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.